Sketchy Eats, Sketchy Eats. Is that meat or is it beets? What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
And we're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we go around eating at different restaurants that you might drive by and think, man, I really want to try that, or I'm never going to go there. Or sometimes we just try the new restaurants in the area.
Mm-hmm. We did that today.
So today we went to the Twisted Burger Diner on Miller Road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what that used to be.
See, I always thought it was a restaurant, but it was like not open to the public.
Yeah, I guess that's what I kind of figured too. Like, I thought it was just something that was like for like the Harley Davidson area.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, because it's next to the Harley Davidson store. So I thought that's like, it was like their event center or something for like biker dudes.
Yeah.
Who like sell meth and beat their wives.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to meth.
Yeah. Shout out to Sons of Anarchy.
Shout out to the Sons of Arthritis.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Sons of Anarchy show?
No, never.
Dude, it was one of those shows that was good, but then it took a turn for the worse.
Hmm.
Like good shows usually do. Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. God, Game of Thrones is such a fucking bummer.
Remember that, like, last season I came in here every week and complained?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, like, it was even the season before that, because what was it, like, season seven, like, Ellie and I would go over to Kyle's house.
Shout out to Kyle.
And we would go watch it, like, every week. Mm-hmm. And it was like, we were excited. We would look forward to doing that. Like, we'd get food, we'd go over there, get snacks, watch the episode, talk about it afterwards, and then do it all again the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
But season eight was like, man, this just feels like a chore. This is stupid. I remember one time the one episode that's like really dark.
Oh, the fight episode?
Yeah, we spent like an hour trying to figure it out. We thought it was something wrong with his TV.
Dude, that episode was lit, though.
No, it wasn't. That was the thing.
Comedy.
Yeah. Welcome to Comedy Town.
Comedy food
featuring
podcast.
Bernard and Dr. Robotnik. I got called Dr. Robotnik three times today.
That's so funny. It's your Eggman looking ass.
It's the glasses. I got actually
the bald head.
Well, yeah, that's mostly it.
And the glasses.
It's a combination of the bald head, the glasses, the mustache, and the red shirt.
Yeah.
Mm. Fuck Sonic. All my homies hate Sonic.
I'm more of a Tails person.
Yeah, whatever.
He can fly.
He can get these hands, too.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Before we get into the episode, I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay. I actually have a bone to pick with you, too.
You pick your bone first, then I'll pick my bone.
You said that the shape of the pasta does not affect the taste.
The memes said that. I just share the memes.
And that is incorrect.
Here we go.
Because the shape of the pasta definitely does affect the dish. That's why there's different shapes in the first place.
I just shared the meme.
That means you agree with it.
Doesn't mean I agree with it. I share fart and piss memes all the time.
Yeah? I assume you agree with those?
For the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my bone to pick with you is, you think my apartment is the clown motel? I have been stewing about that for almost a week. That one stung so hard. I was like, this motherfucker thinks I live in the clown motel.
Well.
Well, what?
You do.
Oh, man. That one had me. I've been thinking about that one ever since you commented on that.
I love that.
God damn.
I love if that bothered you.
Yeah, it's been sticking with me for days.
So I finally did like an adult thing and got prescription sunglasses.
You are an adult.
Yeah.
Damn, look at you go.
I was pretty excited about that.
Hmm.
Like, I initially was just going to call the SVS and be like, hey, what's my prescription so I can go order some online?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, your prescription is like 3 years old. You should come in here and get new ones. So I just went in there and got new ones and got half off some sunglasses while I was there. I almost got Ray-Bans.
Oh, you fancy.
Got so close to getting Ray-Bans, but they were $100 more than the Converse pair that looked almost identical.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
If they look closely the same.
Like, they're the same Wayfair style. The only thing with the Ray-Bans that was selling me on it was the little metal accents at the bottom were gold.
Mm.
Like, oh, that does look real nice.
Damn.
But... You know, what I'm finding funny now, though, is that as long as I know my prescription, I can go online and just buy new glasses for, like, pretty cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to learn my glasses prescription.
Yeah.
Like, every time I make an appointment to get my eyes checked, I just no show.
Yeah.
Because, like, I change, like, you know, at the beginning of the year, your insurance changes.
Yeah.
I always forget to add insurance, like, eye insurance to mine.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
I had to go to, like, America's Best. I pay $65 to get my eyes checked, some cheap ass glasses that make me look like Tyler Perry.
That's my eye exam is like $65, but my insurance just covers it.
Mm.
My insurance is apparently like really good. Every time I go there, they're like, wow, you have really good eye insurance.
Well, look at like, Mr. Braggy Brag. Ooh, look at me. I get insurance from Silicon Valley.
Dr. Robotnik has real nice eye insurance. Mm-hmm.
Building robots to do that to you.
Yep.
God damn.
Building robots for the U.S. government to drop bombs on Syria.
See, when I make jokes like that, you tell me when I want to say shit like that, you're like, no, we can't say something like that. Well, you can say it. Why can't?
That was a fact. We literally did that.
Yeah, I know. But like, I want to make jokes like that. You tell me no.
Yeah.
You tell me no.
When
I
you do it, it gets too far.
It's comedy. you're SNL and I'm Mad TV.
Yeah, that means you're canceled. SNL was canceled.
Canceled the black man.
Right? Or yeah. No, not SNL. Mad TV was canceled.
Yeah, cancel the black man.
If anything, SNL would be more pro-black.
No, all right, you about to get me going now.
Right?
No.
They gave Keenan a great career.
Keenan is a token black person on that show. That show is very tokenism when it comes to their colors.
Oh, okay.
I know you see it.
I don't watch enough SNL to know.
But
I only know about SNL because of Keenan.
Yeah, Keenan is very tokenism. I ain't saying he a coon. But he's kind of a coon. Yeah, they're very tokenism with their black people. Just from a person who doesn't watch SNL, from a person who doesn't find SNL funny and is very critical of shows like that, just like looking in the window, he ain't in the field. He a house nigga, as they say. I can say that because it's Black History Month and I'm black.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to say house
you
nigga?
You could have said it anytime at all anyways. There's just nothing stopping
don't
you.
Don't you go saying it now.
I like how you were like, you want to say it? Don't you say it. For like a split second, you were like, go ahead and say it. You take the gun out, go ahead and say it. I dare you. I dare you, Dr. Robotnik.
Your robot ass would be nuts and bolts.
I'm about to nut on your bolts.
Ooh, daddy, daddy, daddy.
So, Twisted Burger and Diner. Twisted Burger Diner. Their menu is like really straightforward, and I appreciate that. I really enjoy that. It's burgers. Like, their sides are fries, onion rings, tater tots, and they have, like, a salad and coleslaw and stuff. They have wraps, they have soups, they have a couple desserts. But it's, like, pretty straightforward in my mind.
Yeah, it's straight to the point. These are the kind of menus I like.
Yeah, I don't like the super complicated ones.
You know, like, when we went to Fit and Deli, that menu was, like, vomit.
That menu literally spans the entire restaurant. Like, they have all their sandwiches that they don't do anymore on the wall. Like, it's insane.
Which, yeah, that made no sense.
Yeah. But all of their burgers, from what I've seen, are on a twisted, what they call a Twisted Bill pretzel bun.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Twisted Burger pretzel bun.
And you know what? They bake their own buns in there. They had little ovens going.
I thought that was pretty nifty.
That was pretty cute.
But
cute.
I was kind of apprehensive about that because, like, when I think of the pretzel bun, I think of the, like, really, like dark in color pretzel bun, you know?
Yeah, like a middle of the mall type soft pretzel.
Yeah. Mm. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. And it's definitely not. It has more of that color of, like a freshly done biscuit, you know?
You know what that pretzel dough reminded me of? It reminds me of homemade pretzels. Yeah. Because there is a homemade pretzel recipe that makes the pretzels look like that. Because the ones that we're talking about, like the middle of the mall type pretzels.
Yeah.
That's like, they do something to that flour to make it that way.
Yeah.
I know people are like, well, why don't you guys just look it up? You're a food podcast. Yeah, you guys should already fucking know this.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Yeah, okay.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right.
Yeah. But I wasn't super into that bun. I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something different. And I applaud them for doing that and sticking to that because they do it on everything. But I personally wasn't super into it, but that doesn't mean that it was bad in any way. Like I would 100% go back there.
Yeah. You know, that bun needed salt. It needed that like rock salt on it.
I thought they put that on there. I could be wrong.
I don't think they did.
But,
I know people are again like, you guys don't fucking know what you just ate there, you stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, you shut up, you stupid motherfucker.
It's Black History Month, goddammit. We got another fucking 2 days of this.
And I like a brioche or potato roll like bun. Mm-hmm. That's just my preference. But I got the number two, which is just twisted cheeseburger. Quarter pound all beef with cheese, and then I added like mayo, lettuce, tomato, onion, jalapeno, and a fried egg. Now the fried egg is like an additional price. The other stuff is just like, that's just, you can just put that on there, no extra cost, but the fried egg was an extra dollar, and that was worth it.
I like how in the on the menu it says costies and freebies.
Yeah,
I like that. I thought that was a nice little touch to it,
nifty little thing. And then they even have like something that's like a nice little thing I thought that was cool is when you do their fries, they give you the option of either crispy or fresh cut. And crispy is just like they're from frozen, but they crisp up nicer when they fry them.
Yeah.
And then the fresh cut are obviously like hand fresh cut potatoes. They don't crisp up the same way.
I got the fresh cut. They were pretty soggy, actually.
Yeah, I got the crispy.
I think the fresh cut could be, I don't think they were fried hot enough for them to be crispy because they were just soggy.
Well, if my understanding is right, to do like a nice fresh cut and get a good crisp on it, you would twice fry them. You start one to just get a cook like on the inside of it so you can cook the internals, and then you go a little hotter and then you cook it again so you can actually get the crispy edge on the outside.
Yeah, they definitely needed to be crispy. I mean, they weren't bad. Like, you throw some salt on them and they're fine, but it would have been nice if they were crispy. Your fries were nice and crispy.
Yeah, I liked them.
I got the number two, which is basically your burger with bacon. Now, you know, I got the fried egg. I tried to keep it simple on the, you know.
Or no, you got the...
No, I got the number five.
Oh, you said number two initially.
No, I didn't. I said number five.
I thought you said number two.
Maybe I did say number five.
But yeah, yours is basically...
Yeah, and I got the fried egg. I got the lettuce, tomato, onion. Tried a little mayo. Tried to keep it simple. Nothing too spectacular.
Yeah.
And I got two eggs because I thought they forgot my egg on my burger.
You know, really, as you go up the numbers on these, they're all the same basic burger. They're all basically the same number one burger with just the added, like, extra costies on them.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's only 9 burgers.
Yeah, so...
So, I mean, they're not working with too much here.
No. One of those 9 burgers is veggie. The other one doesn't even have a burger patty on it. The other one is just bacon, egg, and American cheese.
Yeah, that's the cheapest one.
Yeah. And, like, honestly, the whole experience was pretty good.
Yeah, I got a strawberry shake as well, which was just good as fuck. I love it.
Chef's kiss.
I love a good, like, artificially flavored strawberry shake. We actually had a comment from one of our viewers, that Amanda Bush. She said that the Twisted Pretzel Mushroom Burger is really good.
I believe that.
Shout out to Amanda. Amanda's good people. I went to high school with her. Good people. And somebody else has a bone to pick with you, Andre.
A word?
Yeah, Ashley Green. I ran into her at work the other day.
What about?
She didn't appreciate being called a coward.
Oh, well. Do something about a coward.
I'm just saying, I just relaying the message that she didn't like being called a coward when I ran into her at work, so.
I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Yeah, you hear that, Ashley?
Yeah. Dr. Robotnik doesn't give a shit.
Doctors don't apologize.
Yeah.
Doctors do not apologize. Shout out to Ashley. Yeah, but that was a pretty simple thing we did here.
Like, yeah.
I like the interior.
It's really small in there.
It is tiny.
Really cramped in there. Yeah,
it is tiny.
It reminds me of, God, what was the name of that place on Fenton Road that we ate at?
Oh, West Side Diner? No, not Fenton Road. It's not the West Side Diner.
God damn, what is it? It's not Jackie's or something.
Are you talking about Crystal Joe's?
Yeah, it reminds me of Crystal Joe's on the inside.
Yeah.
Just long, like they have like the chairs at the front with the grill and like the stools at the front with the grill.
Yeah, shout out to Crystal Joe's.
Yeah, it's real small, real short, like real straightforward. But pretty damn good.
To me, they are what mega classic diner was supposed to be before people start getting shot. Before people start getting laid fuck out.
You're not wrong. Much better. Significantly.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, like mega has way too much going on.
It has way too much going on and nothing's good.
Yeah, not a little bit. It's like that jack of all trades, master of none kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But they're just the master of none.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not even like a skilled tradesman.
Yeah. Like, not even at all.
Yeah.
Not even an apprentice.
No.
Like,
no, they suck.
Not even a journeyman.
No. No. I think a journeyman and a master are like the same thing.
Are they?
I believe.
I thought it was a rank system.
You know what? I don't know. I'm just assuming. Go ahead and look that up, Andre.
I'm not spelling none of this right.
Oh, well.
The apprenticeship model. Oh, no, it's journeyman, associate, advanced practitioner. At least this is what I'm seeing on the Google machine. Apprentice, journeyman, master. Okay. So, yeah, you would start as apprentice, then go to journeyman, then your master.
Mm. I know somebody's sitting there like, they Googled that. But they will not look up food facts for a show about food.
It's Max. Max is the one saying that right now. He's like thinking it in his head. He's probably already texted me about it.
He's texting future you.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting at my computer right there, like not doing nothing.
Yeah. So next week we're hanging out with the meat plug?
Yes. Hopefully next week we're hanging out with the meat plug. Finally.
Shout out to the meat plug. Shout out to Adam, man. Good dude.
He wanted to get things done early enough in the day so he can actually bring some food over. Mm-hmm. And that's probably just what we'll do is we'll just have some food with him.
Oh, nice.
That'd be cool.
Are we going to record a show with him too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure. I don't know why I'm asking you this on air again. Yeah. I'm so unprofessional.
We plan things on air.
Yeah.
Speaking of unprofessional, Sketchy Eats is now on Anchor FM.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we do that, Andre?
We've moved from Wooshka.com to Anchor FM because Wooshka.com decided that instead of being a free platform, they're going to charge $30 a month now.
$30?
Yeah. You like, and if you opt in early enough, they'll be nice and give you like 15, like half off for a year.
Yeah.
But it's like,
that's too much.
This shit used to be free. Like, like this is too much. If it was $10, $5, I might stay, but Anchor FM, like the process to move our show to them was so painfully easy. I did it in 5 minutes on my iPad.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like you hear that? He did it on his iPad.
Like all I had to do was copy a link from one place to another, and then all of the back catalog just reroutes over to them. And then any of the new shows we just upload from them. And if you wanted to, if you want to start your own show, you can record and edit your podcast from within the web browser.
You hear that, guys?
I'm not being paid to say any of this. I just thought this shit was fucking cool.
Yeah, we should be paid, though.
Yeah.
Are we going to get on any more platforms?
I think Anchor FM, like, they can push us out to a few more, and then it can distribute it to more than what Wooshka could do, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
How do we find out if we get on more platforms?
Usually when it comes to getting on more podcast platforms like Podbean and stuff like that, like we have to actively push our RSS feed out to them.
So why don't we do that?
It's just a matter of like doing it.
I think we should
be able to pull it up.
Yeah. Again, people are like, why are you looking this up instead of looking up food facts?
Yeah.
Well, you guys know a black man made the peanut butter? Shout out to peanut butter.
Yeah, wasn't that George Washington Carver?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just
saying things like, I don't know if this is true. I just assume it is.
Yeah, it's Black History Month. We got 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Dr. Umar.
Let me see. Okay, distribution. Yeah. We're mostly distributed to all of these platforms.
I knew we were on.
They do that for us.
Damn, look at that. We're on, what is that, Breaker?
Yeah, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Apple, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, all the main ones, like, we're already there.
We need to get on Stitcher. That's a big one, too. Shout out to Stitcher.
They make it pretty easy to start, like, doing some sponsorship stuff, too.
Look at that. We're going to get some sponsors, guys.
What is this?
No more.
Find out about
you want those dick pills? COVID. Shout out to dick pills.
Yeah. So I think they even do, like, if you actually do plug Anchor on the show, I think that they do give you like a little thing. So I'm going to figure that out. And get that
Anchor.
Yeah. So we might do a pre-recorded segment for that.
Again, we should probably not be talking about this while we record the show.
All I'm saying is Anchor is tight. If you want to start your own podcast, they make it insanely easy, and it's free.
Yeah. And if you want, I'll whore myself out to your podcast.
Yeah.
For some cross promotion.
I'll sell my body.
Yeah. You have to pay for Andre. I'm free.
Yeah.
Andre's expensive. I'm the cheap date here.
You got to pay my wife.
Yeah. You got to pay his wife.
Yeah.
If you want that ass.
Yeah.
So last week you said something that I thought was interesting.
Was it the word retard?
I don't think you said retard last week.
I thought I did.
Maybe you did say retard. Anyway, you said that the American classic combo is a Coke and a hamburger.
Yes.
And I want to present you another American classic.
Okay.
A grilled hot dog and a Pepsi.
Okay.
I think a Pepsi pairs well with a grilled hot dog better than a Coke does.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I think the sweetness of a Pepsi leans better to the hot dog.
I would try that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not normally a Pepsi guy, but I would try that.
I'm trying to give up pop for...
Yeah.
I'm going to try to give up pop for at least a month. Starting in March.
Yeah, pop is just so bad for you.
It has a hold on me, though.
Yeah, I know.
It really does. Like, I just can't help it. Like, I don't know. Like, I drank a quart of a Mountain Dew last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't drink any more.
You know, like, Ellie and Max will tell you, like, the same thing. If you do give up pop for at least, like, a little while and, like, start switching over to something like seltzer water or anything like that, if you can do it for like a month tops, anytime you go to drink any pop after that, it's gonna be gross because it's so much fucking sugar.
Yeah,
so much. Some of it's not bad. Like I would say that I don't mind like stuff that has cane sugar, but it really, really, really depends.
It's hard. It's like kicking a crack addiction.
Yeah.
Shout out to crack.
Yeah. From somebody who's been addicted to crack. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they say.
Yeah.
You know what they say about crack.
What?
The government planted in black communities.
Yeah. Was it like Richard Nixon?
Yeah. All my homies hate Nixon. Yeah. All my homies hate that dead motherfucker. I thought it was Reagan. Which one came first? Reagan or Nixon?
I have no idea. Again.
We're not a political show, are we? No, we're a food show.
Yeah,
don't get mad at us.
Now, did they contribute anything to the food world? Nope.
They probably didn't even season our food.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, they don't like seasoning our food.
Most people don't.
I mean, I do.
Well, most of those old folks don't.
Man, you know what I was thinking about that I really need to work on.
Huh.
Because you know I'm moving, right?
Yeah.
So.
No, actually, I didn't know you're moving.
I thought I told you I was moving.
Yeah, so this is new information to me.
Wow. Probably shouldn't be telling you on the show, huh?
Yeah.
So, as you know, I'm moving, as of a couple of seconds ago when I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of in the process of cleaning out my apartment, and I'm realizing that I waste a lot of food.
Yeah.
A ton of it. Because okay. I'm throwing out a ton of fucking shit.
Yeah.
I've had food in there from like 3 years ago in my freezer.
Damn.
Yeah. It is bad. I got tons of cans of soup and shit that I'm trying to eat. Like, I'm getting, I've eaten like 4 cans of soup in this week.
Jeez.
Just to get rid of soup.
Just
to get rid of it because I feel bad.
That's wild.
Yeah. I got to stop wasting food.
Yeah, I don't fuck with soup like that.
You don't like soup at all,
though. I really don't, no.
Which I don't understand. You seem like you would like soup.
Not a soup guy.
Yeah, I wish you liked soup.
Yep, nope.
Hmm. If I was in a giant pot with some vegetables floating around me, would you eat the soup?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, see? So you eat Nard soup, though.
Yeah.
You eat my soup. Freaky ass motherfucker.
Is that just cum?
It's just cum.
Yeah.
It's just cum. Not even cum. It's cumb.
Yeah.
With a B at the end. But yeah, Twisted Burger Diner place.
Yeah, huge fan.
Yeah.
Big fan. I would definitely go back. I would like to take my wife there.
Shout out to your wife.
And by my wife, I mean Max.
Shout out
and
to
then
Max.
Ellie can come as well.
Yeah, via third wheel.
Yeah. And then, we would go there and do that.
Oh, one last thing. Fuck LA Street Tacos. They're back to stealing pictures again.
Damn.
They just cannot stop.
Damn.
I want to get them closed down. So
you know, Max was shitting on you about that.
Why?
He was like, why you gotta put a black woman owned business down, huh?
Look, if they're horrible, I'm going to put them all down. I got an Italian restaurant shut down. I got a rat restaurant shut down.
Yeah. Which Italian restaurant was it?
Sicily's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Was it Sicily? Is that the name of it?
I think it's Sicily's Pizzeria.
Yeah. Fuck them. They're closed. We got Chuck E. Cheese shut down.
Yeah, got the rat.
Got the rat gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know the guy from Bowling for Soup is the voice of Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's like, he doesn't like do anything to his voice. That's just,
the way he just fucking sounds. That's funny as shit.
Yeah.
I love that.
Shout out to Bowling for Soup.
Yeah. Shout out to Soup.
Yeah. Shout out to Bowling. Dude, I had some bowling alley shrimp one time. That was absolute fire.
I would try that.
Yeah. It was absolute fire. But yeah, I don't think we really got anything else to say about this place. I mean, it was pretty simple, straightforward episode as far as that goes.
I was a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. So other than that, we're on Anchor now.
Yep.
We're anchored down.
Yeah. Fuck Wooshka.
Yeah. Fuck Wooshka.
Making us pay for the fucking same service that we've been using before.
Yeah.
It's racist.
Yeah. Are they racist?
Because they're making you pay for this service in Black History Month.
Ooh, you know what? I didn't even put that science together. Yeah.
Get the dashiki out.
You had to take it there, didn't you?
Yep.
You just had to take it there. Being racist, as always.
Yeah, you know.
God damn, Andre.
But, yeah. I've been Andre.
I've been Bernard.
And you stay sketchy.
Bye.